Okay, well, welcome to our Burning Bowl service as we reflect on the past year and we get ourselves ready for the new year. And it's a nice way, and I need to emphasize the word gently as we go through this process, because we have a tendency sometimes to kind of beat ourselves up. And it's kind of like, you did the best you could. When you knew better, you would do better, all right? So as we go through this, we reflect on things, habits, you know, circumstances, addictions, people we would like released from our lives, or at least the memory of those people. And once we release those old energies, it's then a perfect time to reflect upon all the new good that we want to attract into our lives. Because if you remember last week, we were talking about cleaning out closets, having room for spirit to move. When things are too stuffed, it's hard to get new things in our closets. Yeah. So it's a good time to demonstrate our willingness to let spirit into our life and to be truly blessed and to forgive and to release and start anew. So, end of one year, beginning of the next, and it's a time of reflection and awareness, new beginnings, new starts, new choices, and hopefully a new you. So this service is a little bit different in the sense of, we'll start with a little bit of a lesson, and then we'll go into a meditation. And that's when all you need to do is just relax. And then as things and thoughts come to you, you can write them on your paper. And then when you're ready, and I'll let you know when that is, you can come up and burn your paper in the bowl. And then when everyone is through with that, we'll sit down and then we'll do the white stone ceremony. So we'll start by reviewing and reflecting and resolving to release those things that might be holding us back. Because that's the thing, you know, all that stuff we're carrying with us tends to hold us back from new creativity, new ideas, new excitement, new things coming into our lives. And so we all have dreams. We all have the lives we think we want to live. And by letting go of some of this old stuff we carry around, we'll be able to do that. This is an opportunity to relinquish and deny and cleanse our minds of negative attitudes, because it's not only things and people, it's attitudes we have about ourselves and others. Any old programming, we talked about that last week, thoughts, feelings, and habits that really have not served their purpose, or whatever purpose they served, it's now over. So that's why rituals and symbols are so important, because those are outer manifestations of inner changes in our spiritual life. So this particular Burning Bowl service has been based on a teaching by Jesus, and it was found in the Gospel of John. It's a short scripture, and it's about Nicodemus. And it says, there's a man who was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know you're a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you're doing if God were not with you. In reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born again when he is old? Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born. And Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit gives rise and birth to spirit. So in this scripture, Nicodemus is talking about wanting to be a new person. And that new birth that Jesus is talking about was one of mind and heart. Nicodemus was approaching Jesus on a very intellectual level, but not a spiritual understanding. Jesus said spiritual understanding requires two things: to be born of water and to be born of spirit. So to be born of water is symbolic of cleansing and purifying. We cleanse our subconscious. We try and get things out of our mind, and we do that with denial of destructive thoughts and emotions. To be born of the Spirit is the realization of our spiritual identity and that power that flows through us. Because in fact, as I say, I don't give you anything. No one gives you anything. It's already in you. All you need to do is to uncover it and recognize how wonderful you really are and how powerful you really are. We go through this process and we affirm love, life, joy, wisdom, and peace. To be born of the Spirit is to remember that there is something in us that is divine. To be born of the Spirit is to remember that something in us is divine. And that assures us of the reason for hope and perfection of divinity, and then encourages us to live with nobility and love and compassion. As I said last week, Spirit needs room to move in us. And so that's why we go through this ritual of releasing old ideas and energies and beliefs to make room for the new truths and new energy and new blessings. I have this visual of Spirit as a dove needing room to flap its wings to move around in us. So at the very top of your paper, if you've not already done so, you can now write, I now release, or you can just use the abbreviations INR, I now release, and then you'll put other things on there. And then as we proceed through this meditation, all you need is one word. You don't need pages. You don't need diaries. One word to signify. That's why we give you such a small piece of paper. Because if you just write down that one word, you know, Spirit knows what all that involves. And part of it is, you know, if you're remembering a situation or a circumstance or a person or whatever in great detail, you've not let go of it. Okay? All right, so you're just going to write the one word. So before we start, if you would open your Wings of Songs to number 145, we're going to sing Sweep Over My Soul. We're going to do all four verses. Okay. 145 in Wings of Song. And so we become still and settle into the words of that song, Come, Gentle Spirit. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my mind and my consciousness and my heart and my emotions. When we open ourselves to the infilling of Spirit, we need to create a space in which Spirit can work. And so now, I invite you to consider what is within your own consciousness that you would like to release. To symbolically write it on your slip of paper to then be burned and released and transformed by the flame of Spirit. Like a beautiful butterfly hidden in a cocoon, we are ready to break free, to take a breath, to spread our wings and to fly. To fly as the beautiful, strong, powerful, creative children of God that we are. And so today we release and relinquish. We put away those things that limit us, that make us less than, less than all we were meant to be. Let my words be the words as you take a few moments now to review . Ask yourself, do I have any negative attitudes about myself? Do I have any thoughts and self-talk that make me feel less than whole? Do I have any habits and feelings that stand in the way of my spiritual unfoldment? Are there any resentments hovering, dwelling in our consciousness? Are there people that hold me back? And as I look at this honestly, am I using them as an excuse not to do or have my heart's desire? And if so, do I need to release them from my life? What circumstances do I wish to release? Thank you. Who do I need to forgive, myself included, in this forgiveness? As many things as you desire may be placed on your slip of paper. Just use a word or an abbreviation to represent what you want to release. Spirit knows what's in our hearts and knows our intentions and our needs. Is anyone needing more time? Just put your hand up. Okay. God promises us that God will do a new thing through us when we give Spirit an opportunity to work with us. And so we now open the way for Spirit to work, releasing the old ideas and limitations of this past year, so that 2019 may gift us with its heaven. And so when you're ready, please come forth, bring your slip up here and hold it in the candle's flame. We know that this burning is merely symbolic of the fleeting quality of negative conditions. When we accept and affirm that indwelling light of Christ, and the Spirit of love consumes all negativity in its transforming fire. As you burn your paper, say silently, I release and I let go.
Vessel must be open to put something better there, into my empty hands gently you pour new life for me. So forgive me when I doubt it.
I admit sometimes I do.
Or consider giving up.
'Cause I cannot see the truth.
No, I'll never go without it.
If I only look at you.
Deep and high in love. Into my empty hands. Gently you pour new life for me. Yours is a perfect plan. The ups and the downs were meant to be. And I cannot help but cry to think of the gifts you've given me. Now I understand.
Okay, just take a breath and let's close this portion of our burning bowl service with a prayer. As we prepare for new good, new people, new wisdom, and new experiences in our lives, sweet Spirit, we release the fears and limitations and anything that stands in the way of our spiritual unfoldment, of being a perfect child of God. As we move from this precious time of renewal, we release all to your grace for transformation with the assurance that all is well and that you are in the midst of it all, healing and making it whole. Amen.